This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back again, another WIP afternoon show on a Wednesday with Ike and Spike and no Fritz. Ah. Ike, how we feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, it is hump day. Doesn't have the same meaning as it had a couple weeks ago, but you know what? Because we used to be looking forward to the weekend, to Eagles football.
Yeah, maybe a championship game.
Yeah.
A Super Bowl.
Feels a little bit different. But I'm still excited nonetheless.
For Sixers Nets on Saturday.
Grapefruit League opener on Saturday.
Yeah. There you go, Buzz. That's what I'm talking about. And Buzz, welcome to the show today.
What's
up? Listen, your top 5 and 5 can't be any worse than Francisco's was yesterday. Holla at your boy.
Low bar to clear.
Yeah.
Try and always raise it here. I come in with low expectations.
Yeah, that's
it. Try and shatter it through the roof.
Yeah, well, remember, Ike, you gave him a 7 yesterday on a scale of 1 to 10, which was so generous. Maybe it's
Ike's really declined since yesterday. He went from an easy grader to that was the worst I've ever heard in less than 24 hours.
I think I got affected by the fact that almost the entire top 5 was about Ike yelling at Fran, so that's why he was nice. So we do have a big show today.
Yeah, today's top 5. My mind.
Yeah, we do have a big show today. We have an update on what's going on with Jack Fritz, and I have to tell you, Jack is on paternity leave, but he has been busy on the internet and busy in a way that upsets me in a different way than I was upset yesterday about his tweeting. So we'll get to that. We do have the return of Flyers and 50 with Broads at 3:30. Broads will be back with us. And and we have an update on Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, including one who is disqualified for the rest of the year because of a report that worked out so badly. And maybe the most insane Elliott Shore Parks take of all time. Of all time.
Boy, that's a pretty high bar to clear.
Of
right there.
All time. So it is a big show. But we start with the Eagles as we continue to bask in the glow of the Super Bowl season. And in a lot of ways, you had said this, and we had agreed that this season was about Saquon Barkley. It took all of them, but this was Saquon's season.
Yeah.
And I ask you, now that we are a little removed, almost a week from the parade, if you can believe that, almost, you know, a week and a half from the Super Bowl, is Saquon, let's go back 50 years, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go back our basically our age. Is Saquon's season the best individual Philadelphia season of the last 50 years that any individual had? There's a lot of great ones in there.
Yeah, you know, and it'll be fun going through some of the individual seasons because I already know the list is there of the great individual seasons that are out there. And I'll tell you, man, I'm not going to say it was an easy choice, but it's a clear choice. Yeah, it's Saquon's season. It really is. And I think, you know, the 2 to 3 weeks removed from the NFC Championship game and the first time he touched the ball, he took it to the house 60 yards. It really hasn't been about Saquon. The Super Bowl, and rightfully so, because Jalen played an MVP game, has been more about Jalen's coronation as an elite quarterback and separating himself potentially from some of the other guys. And now he's in that class with Patrick Mahomes as the only Super Bowl winners that were drafted in, what, the last 5 to 10 years around here. Yeah, I have not forgotten how special Saquon Barkley was this year. I just have not. And like I said, no disrespect to Jalen and what he did in the Super Bowl. He stepped up, and he was rightfully the MVP. And we wouldn't be Super Bowl champions today had he not had the game that he had in Super Bowl 59. But we're not in Super Bowl 59 without number 26.
And Jalen doesn't have that game, most likely, without number 26.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Yes,
all that stuff too.
Yes. Yeah. I think we all know Spags, his number one objective was to make sure Saquon wasn't the MVP of the game.
Yep, for sure.
And so I have not forgotten what Saquon meant to the season, how spectacular he was at times. When you're looking at an offense in a league where it's a passing era and our most exciting plays came from our running back. And again, we got A.J., we got Devontae at wide receiver, you got Jalen at quarterback, you got Dallas Goedert at tight end, all great players in their own individual right. This dude was the brightest of the stars on the best team in the NFL this year. Their identity was through running the football, through Saquon. And again, he gave us spectacular plays. Spectacular plays. That's all on the field stuff. We can't even begin to quantify what he meant to the team off the field.
From a
in the locker room, from a culture standpoint. As a leader in this team, when there were ripples in the pond, you know, I bet you his presence was a calming presence amongst all that was going on. You heard Jalen talking to him in the Super Bowl about that and what he meant to the team and what his presence meant. So that culminating in the second Super Bowl in franchise history, yeah, I got to go with Saquon. There's some other individual seasons out there, and I'm going to love to hear them.
Yeah, we'll go through them
on
the show today.
But, man, this one for me ranks as number one.
Breaking news.
I don't even know what this is.
Per the Eagles Twitter account, Kevin Petullo has been named offensive coordinator.
Ooh.
You have a show all lined up.
Hey, I tell you, it saves a lot of people. Now let's talk. Let's talk. Petullo in there.
They didn't interview one guy.
As nor should they.
They definitely. This is. I'm not saying it's a mistake to hire Kevin Petullo. Mm-mm. You have to interview other guys. You can't just be strong-armed by the coach wanting his guy to be offensive coordinator. You win the. I'm glad he won the Super Bowl. I think Nick's a great head coach. Yeah. How do you not do your due diligence and talk to? Where is he going to go? He's not going to go anywhere.
Who?
Kevin Petullo. Oh. Like how do you not make the guy wait a couple of weeks and talk to people who are out there? This is ridiculous.
Well, here's how they don't do it. And quite frankly, I'm glad they did this now, because we would have continued to discuss this and what the possibilities and what they were going to do and whether or not they were undecided, who's in charge, who gets the final say, all these other things. That as long as this lingered out there and there wasn't an OC named, this thing would have had a snowball effect. What this says to me is that everybody's on the same page. So they could go ahead and make this decision. Nick Sirianni spoke on behalf of Kevin Petullo, and he spoke glowingly about him. So he certainly is a trusted associate to Nick Sirianni. You know, Kevin Petullo spoke at the Super Bowl about how much he desired this opportunity and would love to have this opportunity. And it shows growth within your staff. And let me just say this, and this is me saying this without – I don't want to paint a picture that Howie Roseman may have had a different idea of what he wanted to do. So we don't even have to do this whole, there was a struggle and Nick Sirianni won. All I know is Nick Sirianni vouched for the guy and wanted the guy in there, and it doesn't seem like the Eagles objected very much. It seems like they were okay with whatever selling point, whether it was Nick selling him, whether it was Kevin Petullo selling himself, or how about this? The fact that they've gotten a chance to watch him coach and they know intimately what his impact is and what it would be moving forward, they were perfectly fine with this hire. Maybe this was the succession plan the entire time, and that's why it got out there. So I'm not going to act as if this was some sort of riff that was won by Nick Sirianni. What it seems to me, being how quickly it came together, is that everybody was on the same page as far as who would take over if Kellen Moore left. And I like that. That's the part that I like, that it seems like everybody is in agreement. And listen, if it doesn't work, then they'll move. They'll do what they have to do from that point. But I'd rather have this than there be some slight feelings, you know, ill feelings, because Nick Sirianni didn't get the guy that he believes should have been his next offensive coordinator. I love the move. Love the move, and I hope it works out. I don't know Kevin Petullo very well. I mean, other than his
we
time
can't
here,
know.
Yeah, so I can't sit here and tell you what he's going to mean to the offense or what have you. I'm just saying it seems like to me, and I like it, that it happened quickly, which means everybody was on board with it.
215-592-9494. The Eagles have named Kevin Petullo offensive coordinator. He was previously the pass game coordinator, was that
correct?
The,
yeah,
the pass game coordinator this past year. Nick Sirianni did endorse him quite heavily. Petullo did campaign for it when asked quite heavily. What do you think of the hire? Here is where I am on the hire. We can't know. We're not in the meeting rooms. We're not on the field. We don't hear what they're saying. We're not in the interviews. None of that. So I don't want to say that I think this is a bad hire. I don't know if it's a bad hire. I don't know if it's a good hire. We'll see what kind of hire it is. But what I do know is they didn't interview anybody else. And I just can't imagine you can have a position this important on a football team. By the way, the most important thing for the Philadelphia Eagles moving forward for this offensive coordinator is maximizing Jalen Hurts, maximizing what they can get out of Jalen Hurts. And for you to not talk to anyone in the NFL who is not an offensive coordinator. So we're talking about the people who are not hired right now, the quarterback coaches across the league. If for no other reason than to get information out of those people about what they think, ideas they may have. Like, this just feels like a team smelling their own farts a little bit. And well, when you think about, well, it's just like, look at how great we are. We don't even need to talk to anyone. I just like you. I would imagine you can interview anybody in the NFL who is not already an offensive coordinator. Anybody below that position has the opportunity to interview for one of those jobs. We're not talking about, it's not in June with the season a month away. So all these guys are available to talk about this. I just don't know. And look, I mentioned Josh McCown. I think Josh McCown would have been a great candidate. He's interviewed for head coaching positions before. I'm not saying they needed to hire that guy, but I just find it crazy that you can make a hire of this importance without interviewing anybody. Again, two reasons. One, let somebody come in here and blow your mind and say, we really need to think about this guy. Or you get information on this guy if the Petullo hire doesn't work out in a year. You have more information. So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One, let somebody try to shock you. Two, get information about what other teams think of your players and your team. Mm. I can't believe that they would have done interviews without us knowing, right? We would have known
hell,
about
the season
it.
Season just ended.
Yeah, it would have been leaked.
They did all Zoom interviews.
And Howie is a great general manager, but he is not infallible. He had every coordinator that he's hired has not worked out. Every player that he's drafted has not worked out. Every player that he's hired has not worked out. There's just no reason. I just can't imagine that there's any reason. Like, Kellen Moore's got to hire Nussmeier, right? Mm-hmm. There's no other jobs in the league that Kevin Petullo can interview for. So what are we scared of? Tell him to sit tight. We're going to have some conversations. I don't know how they don't do that.
Yeah, because they know this is the guy they wanted.
How could they know if they didn't talk to anybody else?
Well, because he's been here and they're looking at what they want to do moving forward, how they want to do that. And I'm telling you, making this move the way they did it, this was already a part of the plan. Like, they knew Kellen Moore was a likely head coaching
weeks ago.
Yes, they knew that. So they got a sense of that. So they didn't get caught out here with their pants down, for lack of a better way to sort of explain that. They were ready for this. And so they had to have started having these conversations internally as to what they wanted to do and whether they wanted to go outside the organization and look for some other people. And here's the other thing. They still going to have to hire somebody, right, to fill Kevin Petullo's last spot, I would imagine.
Sure, but you can't
go to Neusmeier's position.
For sure, but the number of people you can talk to for those positions is more limited, right? Because it can't be a lateral move from one team to another.
Let me throw this at you, because this is what I've been thinking about.
All right.
You make Petullo the OC.
Yep.
You bring in a veteran like Frank Reich.
But to be quarterback coach or something?
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll work out great for Kevin Petullo the first time the Eagles don't pass the ball well.
Together before, I believe. I think Petullo worked under Frank Reich as well.
But Frank Reich didn't work under Kevin Petullo.
I understand it, but I'm saying in this business, this stuff happens. Like, this stuff happens. Now, listen, Frank Reich can stay sitting at home if he wants to. I'm just bringing it as a suggestion. If everybody was so concerned about having someone with experience there in that position, okay, well, if they bring in somebody with some experience to add to the offensive side of the football, I don't know, make him assistant head coach. I don't know, whatever position you want to give him. All right? You pay him a nice
advisor,
chunk of change.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to give him. You give him a nice chunk of change, and he's part of the whole game planning thing. Like, he's part of it.
How do you not talk to anybody? Right? Like,
because we got the right guy right here.
Even me for this job, there's no way Rod didn't talk to anybody, right? Or wait a minute.
Well, he talked to me.
I just mean other people that have this job. He saw enough of Jack, and he was like, get Spike in here. Anybody. Right?
This is going to be a rough day for Jack.
Yeah. Trust me. By the way, this Kevin Petullo hire does not take Jack off the radar. It doesn't take Elliot off the radar. There is a bullseye for everyone. I want to be clear. And 215-592-9494, what do you think of the hire about Kevin Petullo as new offensive coordinator? I want to be clear. I don't necessarily believe that hiring Petullo is a mistake. That's not what I'm saying. I do believe that it is a mistake not to talk to other potential hires. Right. I think it gives you the chance to have somebody wow you. It gives you more information on people that you're interested in the NFL. And it also gives you more information on what other teams think of your players. And I think that is more information. And I'm actually...
Who knows all that stuff better than Petullo?
To be honest with you, I am stunned that Howie Howie Roseman wouldn't interview anybody else. A guy who prides himself on knowing all of those things around the league, on having those great relationships that Elliot told me he had. How do you not get from a pro? It's not the hire I don't like. It is the process of the hire that bothers
Somehow this needs to go on my ledger for Insider of the Year.
Wait a minute. How?
Well, I got this right, and I got the Neusmeyer going with Kellen Moore right.
Neither were reports.
Well, I'm just saying, though, but that's what I assume is going to happen.
We'll see if you get into the rankings today.
Felt like a lot of people had those reports for what it's worth.
Hold on, Buzz. I was first.
Insider of the Year isn't just following Jeremy Fowler on Twitter. You got to have a little more information than that.
I saw him say on ESPN, and therefore I'm reporting it here.
Right. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. The Eagles hire Kevin Petullo as the new offensive coordinator. What do you think of the hire? And are you surprised/disappointed they didn't interview anyone? Our leadoff hitter is Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Well, they had to talk to some people because they hiring people left and right. They just hired a passing coordinator, Parks Frazier. I don't know who this dude is.
Are we hiring somebody else?
Yeah, so they had to talk to some people. Spike, come on, Spike.
No.
Hey, we won the Super Bowl. When you win the Super Bowl, Spike, you get the benefit of the doubt. Listen, I get what you're talking about. You know, you want to do, you know, go through, you know, the process of interviewing. But if this is who they, you know, groomed up, I use this example multiple times because it fits. Jack Fritz, you know, was on the night show with Gillio. You know, we saw the potential with Jack, the funny guy, the goofy, you know, he doing the High Host podcast. And we thought that dude, you know, I'm not saying.
Dude, this comparison's not going to work out the way that you think it did. Because what happened?
Well, Fritz is a star.
He is. But he might not have been the guy yet.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm just saying.
You said what?
He might not have been the guy yet. That's all I'm saying. Like Petullo.
Man.
I'm just saying.
We don't know if they had a different. All I'm saying is, look, when you had a guy that's been in his trenches with you, putting in the work, putting in the time, sometimes, you know, you don't want to upset the apple cart. You win the Super Bowl. What I'm saying is, look, now I'm not saying this is a, you know, apples to apples comparison, but look at a guy like Deuce Staley. You know, Deuce Staley was a good soldier, one of the best running back coaches we ever had. You know, they was playing my boy, doing the Rooney Rule. They ain't really taking my dude serious. Mm-hmm. And what happened? He said, you know what? Y'all don't want to take me serious? I'm going to take my, you know, talents to South Beach. And that's what he did. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, and look, I get it. Experiences in that past, you know, Mike Groh and the little guy, Zach Taylor's brother, I forget his name, you know, Brian Johnson,
right?
Yep, they might have not all been the best hires.
Press Taylor.
But I honestly do stand on this. Like, I honestly don't feel like, you know, Brian Johnson was bad. Like, I still keep saying that. Like, I feel like it was more than just Brian Johnson calling plays. Like, I get it. We look – like, Brian Johnson took a hit for a lot of people messing up.
Sure.
Jalen, Nick Sirianni, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people. Howie, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I honestly feel like Kevin Petullo, if he put in his time, he feel like he got ideas, they should roll with him. You know, like, I don't think they just literally was like, oh, you know what, we're going to give it to you. I feel like they've seen some stuff, you know, maybe he's put, like, some kind of portfolio together, and he wowed Howie and Nick. And that's Nick's guy. And then, like I said, we won the Super Bowl. So when you win a Super Bowl, you can do whatever you want.
They can do it. It doesn't mean it's going to work, Corey. It doesn't mean it's going to work. It's bad process.
You're right. And this is the thing. With the quarterback, you know, I feel like the QB coach is more integral and, like, important than the OC. Just because I feel like the quarterback coach hurt. Like, we had who? Alex Tani? Well, we had Brian Johnson. Like, we had Brian Johnson and Alex Tani. Like, who the hell is that guy as a QB coach? You know, Hurts ain't take him serious. So I'm kind of like with Spike. I mean, with Ike, if you go get a veteran guy, like even a Josh McCown, bring Josh McCown as a QB coach. You don't got a job.
He can.
You
know, yes, he does. He's a QB coach of the Vikings.
I thought they moved on from him.
No.
Okay. But then, you know, go get a guy like Frank Wright or somebody like that. A QB coach, you know, that can come in here, a veteran guy, and work under. And Frank Wright, listen, he ain't going to buck under Sirianni and Petullo, dog. We got Super Bowls on our resume. You was the OC, you know, got a Super Bowl with Doug, but you weren't calling the plays. You know, we got two Super Bowls.
Hold on, Frank was calling the plays.
You know, we've been the one, and we got a ring, boy, as the coach. So you better stay in line and let Duke Nick tell you what to do. All right?
Okay. I love this whole they won the Super Bowl, everything they do is right. Boy, this is going to be a long 6 months for me.
I said it for a year. We got until at least October to use this excuse.
That's, you're going to use it every time. You're going to use it.
Yeah. I'll holler at y'all, baby.
All right, Corey. So further with the news, and this is per Tom Pelissero, the Eagles are expected to hire Parks Frazier to replace Kevin Petullo as pass game coordinator, per the insiders. Now, Parks Frazier was an offensive assistant with the Miami Dolphins. Now, as far as offensive ideas, I do like the idea of hiring somebody from Miami. They haven't won anything, but as far as like an interesting offense and doing exciting
things. Some different
things,
wrinkles, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Miami had that stuff. So I do applaud that, taking somebody from
and
a place
I'm telling
like that.
You, man, often what happens is coaches that have been assistants for a while, right? What will happen is they have collected information over the years, the way they would do things. So even though Petullo may have been on this staff and been under Kellen Moore, he doesn't have the authority to supersede anything Kellen Moore wants to do. He has to sort of be an assistant to what they need done. But it doesn't mean he doesn't have his own ideas of what he would have done or some things he would have done differently, getting a chance to sit back and watch Jalen for the past couple of years, what works, what doesn't work. So I know it's hard for us right now because we got a little ways to go before we get to training camp, but I at least want to give him a chance to see what new things he does bring to the offense.
Just imagine if I left, when I left as program director, and David Yadgroff, after a week, said, you know who's program director? Jack Keffer. or now, if
that Rob, is not the same thing.
Yeah, that is the same thing.
That is not, that is not imagine, the same.
Imagine, they don't know Jack Keffer. We do.
Well, imagine this. Somebody everybody knows. No disrespect, even though she's on an unannounced vacation in Mexico. Imagine Rod Lakin left tomorrow, and David Yadgroff walks down and goes, guess who's program director? Ava. Hey, David, did you interview anybody else? Nah, Ava was here. She knows all the passwords to everything. Like, they should have interviewed somebody.
Oh, my God.
Presumably. I don't remember this.
Everybody's catching strays around here.
Tune in tomorrow to the WIP Afternoon Show, where we talk about whether Saquon Barkley had the number one season in Philadelphia.
Yeah, do we scrap that?
Could you imagine if Jack was just allowed to host the show for 3 months after the last guy left?
How would that work out? How would that work out? All right. The Eagles hire Kevin Petullo without interviewing anybody as offensive coordinator. What do you think? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.